Part 11, Chapter 3. Once more that day, Turl was sitting at his desk. He was relaxed, at ease. There was a saucepan of kerbango there, and he wasn't even chewing on it. His pen moved easily on the report. This changed the whole thing. It was very simple. Despite warning Numph to be watchful, copy of warning enclosed, due to the number of criminals in the workforce, a criminal whose papers said his name was Snit had gotten into the offices with probable intent to rob and walked in on Numph, who had shot him. Before he died, the criminal had shot Numph. Witnessed statements to hand and enclosed. The personnel department in the Home Office could possibly institute physical examinations, as this was the second branded criminal received in recent drafts of personnel. It was, of course, necessary for the company to make a profit, and understandable that this was a very out-of-the-way planet, but it had only one security officer. But the matter was actually of no great importance, and one would not venture to criticize the practices of the Home Office, since they knew what they were doing. Situation well in hand. A recently appointed deputy had competently assumed the duties of Planet Head. The crime was simple and routine. Bodies en route at next semi-annual firing. That was that. An expansive Turl finished packaging the evidence and picto-recorder discs. Nobody would be interested anyway.
Chirk!
He called Chirk and, with a playful paw on her rump, gave her the package to log and include in the dispatch box. She left, and he glanced at the clock. He was overdue at the receiving machine. He went over to it and punched the coordinates of the pictures he wanted, and they came whirring forth. He glanced at them, casually. The drone firing schedule had to be confirmed. Yes, they were up there at the mine site, working with the cage. Suddenly, he sat forward and spread the pictures out. They had a blade scraper operating down at the bottom of the cliff, turning over the rubble. Yes, a crane was raising an ore net. What was that in the basket? He punched rapid keys on the machine and got a closer view picture. He looked at it. He looked at the analysis squiggle at the side. He didn't have to analyze that. He knew it. It was gold. They were recovering the load out of the slide. He stood up and examined the pictures more closely. What was this over at the side of the slide? Ah, the mangled remains of dead bodies. They'd lost a crew in the drift, and with stupid sentimentality, they were also digging them out. Why bother? They didn't have to ship them to the home planet. Who cared about the corpses of animals? But wait, that meant they must have been up to the load from behind. And what were they doing with the cage? Still mining? Ah, pockets. They must have spotted another pocket on that vein up inside the mountain. The mining man in Turl told him that was a good possibility. He looked at the gold in that ore net. Several hundred pounds of it? He crashed down in his chair and smiled. He began to chuckle. That drone. He didn't have to fire it. It could wait till day 93. Then, for sure, but not now. No, by the crap nebula, not now. How wonderful he felt. It had been ages since his head hadn't ached. He reached out a paw. The talons were steady as bedrock.